Hey, it's Kirsten. Do you feel like you're spending way too much money on supplements? When I started out on my health journey, I was also shocked about how expensive high-quality supplements were, especially as I was upping how many I was taking. That's why when I became a practitioner back in 2018, I started offering my clients a way to save up to 25% off many of their supplements through a company called Wellevate, which is spelled Wellevate. Through Wellevate, you can order many of the supplements that you're already taking, like Pure Encapsulations, Gaia Herbs, Enzymedica, and others at discounts of up to 25% off retail. And shipping is free for orders over $49 within the United States. The only way to buy supplements through Wellevate is through a practitioner, and I will earn a small commission at no additional cost to you while you're saving money. So if you want to start saving upwards of 25% off your supplement bill, go to the resources page on my website at carefullyhealing.com/resources and go to the Wellevate section. You don't have to be a client, just set up your account and start saving. I'm Kirsten Ramstrom, a certified holistic health coach, and welcome to the Quest for Healing podcast. Whether you're just starting out on your health journey or you're farther down your path, I've created this podcast to inspire and inform your health journey through, first, some extraordinary healing stories from real people, second, an exploration of some intriguing healing modalities, and third, through conversations with enterprising people who are making a difference in the health of our world. Welcome to episode 49. This week's episode is just for those of you who are starting out on your health journey. Have you been struggling with your health, but you're new to the medical medium information and you're confused about exactly where to start? On today's episode, I'm going to go over how to get started on your medical medium health journey in 5 easy steps. Are you overwhelmed because you don't have time to read through the thousands of pages of information in the 6 medical medium books, or listen to the 156 medical medium radio shows, or the 18 medical medium podcasts, or the countless hours of live streams that he's done on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Clubhouse, and now Telegram? Sometimes the hardest thing to do is to figure out just how to take the first step or the first couple of steps forward, especially when you start to realize just how much information is available. When I first started out on my journey in late 2015, initially I was so overwhelmed that I didn't even know where to start. And so initially I didn't. I waited about 5 weeks before I made even one single change. And then I tried to change way too many things on day one. And by day four, I stopped eating dinner. And that's when I knew that it was time to take a step back and regroup because what I was doing was not working. So I understand when presented with 20, 30, or even 40 different things or more that you could be doing, how do you figure out which one to do first? So my goal in this episode is for you to learn from my mistakes and to help you take your first steps forward toward taking control of your health so that you can move forward with your life. Along with this episode, to make things even easier, I've created a quick start guide that you can download, and it's called 5 Easy Steps to Get You Started on Your Health Journey, so that you can just follow that along as you're getting started. You can find a PDF of that at podcast.carefullyhealing.com/getting-started, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes as well. So if you're driving or doing something else while you're listening, don't worry, I've got you covered. Before we get started, please know that these discussions are not intended to provide medical advice, but rather to give you examples of information and methods that you may find interesting, informative, or helpful. Always check in with your doctor as you undertake your own health journey. So before we get into the 5 steps, I do strongly recommend reading the first medical medium book, Secrets Behind Chronic and Mystery Illness and How to Finally Heal. Make sure to get the new revised and expanded edition that just came out in April of 2021. There are still copies of the 2015 version out there, but the new one has, among other things, some updated supplement recommendations in it, so make sure to get the new one. This book was so pivotal for me when I read it because it was the first time that I felt like I had found someone who really understood some of the health issues that I was dealing with, and it really connected the dots for so many of my symptoms. Once you've read this book, you'll likely have a pretty good idea of what bugs and issues you may be dealing with, as well as a few other things as well. And in the quick start guide, I've included a page where you can make note of any of the viruses, bacteria, or other conditions that you're dealing with. And this can be a helpful reference tool as you delve deeper into your journey. So I wanted to have that as one of the pages. I will note here that the first five or six times that I read the first book, I skipped the shingles chapter because I thought, well, I'm only in my mid-40s. I don't have shingles rashes. I don't have shingles. I don't need to read this chapter. But the joke was on me because during my one-on-one consult that I was lucky enough to get with Anthony William in 2016, I realized that my frozen shoulder and crippling back pain were actually caused by shingles, which was a little embarrassing after I had just finished telling him how many times I'd already read his book. So while you don't have to read every word of the book, it can be helpful to scan through the chapters, even those that you don't think will apply to you, just in case they do. Okay, so let's get started with step one. The first step is to bring in more healthy food. And by healthy food, I mean fruits and vegetables and leafy greens. These are foods that are going to bolster your body. They're going to feed your immune system, and they're going to start killing off some of the bugs that you may have. So one of the reasons that I have this checklist up front is because in the book, there are some healing food recommendations for some of the different symptoms and conditions. And so these are the things that you'll want to bring in during this step one. So in terms of the beneficial foods, there are some basics that you can add in and benefit from even when you're just starting out on your health journey. The first one is kicking off your day with 16 to 32 ounces of lemon water. And all this consists of is a jar of filtered water with the juice of anywhere between a half and a full fresh lemon in it. And the reason why you do this is because it helps your liver. The liver's the filter of the body, and it works to detox overnight. And this lemon water in the morning helps rinse and flush out all the nasty stuff that your liver was detoxing during the night. So it's a great way to start off your morning because it helps clean out your system and get it out and moving. And as a comparison, for people who start their day eating a heavy breakfast without doing something like lemon water, they're just keeping all those poisons and toxins in. And clearly, since we're here on a health journey, we want to get all of that out. So this is a great place to start. Optional things you can put in there are things like a little bit of raw honey, which can be a great source of glucose in the morning. And another thing is a little bit of fresh ginger. You can just cut up some slices of the fresh ginger and pop them in the jar. A second thing you could start out with in the morning is celery juice. And if you've been around the medical medium community for any amount of time, you've likely heard a lot about celery juice. Celery juice is extremely powerful. And so when you're ready to start, all you need is your juicer and some celery and you'll be raring to go. But do me a favor. Just start with 2 to 4 ounces of celery juice on the first day. And this is pure celery juice. You're not going to put anything else in it and you're not even going to put an ice cube in it. You're just going to drink it straight. It's really the most powerful when it's just standalone pure celery juice. And if you want it a little colder, make sure that you keep your celery in the fridge overnight. And otherwise, the key for this is really just to drink it pure. The first time I had celery juice, I think I had somewhere between 4 and 8 ounces. And I broke out with a cold sweat within an hour. I thought I was going to be sick from it. It is powerful stuff. So I highly recommend that you start on the lower amount side of things. I know some folks in some of the other podcast episodes that I've interviewed started with a lot more, and they found out exactly why you don't really want to do that. Because I can tell you, it can make you throw up and it can give you diarrhea. And that's because it's killing off all the bad stuff in your gut and in your body. It's doing its job and it's doing all the things that we want it to do. But the problem is, if you're doing it too fast and your body's not ready for it, it's just going to try to figure out how to kick out all of that stuff that it killed off too fast. And what you'll end up with is generally getting sick or some diarrhea. So start slowly and listen to your body. And if you've tried 4 ounces and it's too much, back down to 2 ounces. And if 2 ounces is too much, maybe bump it down to 1 ounce. You don't have to do it every day either when you're just starting out. The goal is to just get started, no matter how slow it is. When I started out, I did the 4 to 8 ounces twice a week, and that was it. And it didn't take me very long before I was able to build it up. So don't worry about starting slowly. You've got to meet your body where it is. Ultimately, the goal here is you want to build up to 16 ounces or more every morning, but it is really important to listen to your body when you're starting out. So if you don't have any issues when you're first starting out with it, feel free to start increasing it. A third thing that you could consider bringing in is Medical Medium's Heavy Metal Detox Smoothie. There is a great recipe for it, and I have a link to it in the quick start guide. The key ingredients here are the wild blueberries, fresh cilantro, barley grass juice powder, spirulina, as well as Dulse. And the reason that these are so key is because, as medical medium has taught us, these are the five ingredients that will work well together to remove toxic heavy metals from the cracks and crevices in our body and take them out and pull them out and help us detox them all out of the way. Now, you don't have to consume all of these in a smoothie. It's not absolutely mandatory that you drink it in a smoothie, but you will want to make sure that you get those ingredients in during the day. And in the smoothie, it's pretty easy, which is why that recipe is so handy. And if you can't start out with all of those five key ingredients, try to start with at least three every day, especially if you're ready to get started and you haven't been able to get your hands on maybe the barley grass juice powder yet or the spirulina. Just start where you are. It's okay. And go from there. Other beneficial foods that you can bring in are just more fruits, vegetables, and leafy greens. And sometimes that's just adding a piece of fruit as your snack in the afternoon. Maybe it's switching to having a salad at lunchtime instead of having a sandwich. Take your time to figure out what works for you. When I was starting out, there was this lunch spot in my office building that served great organic salads, and it was just downstairs from me. So that was a pretty easy switch for me as I was refocusing what I wanted to eat. But if all you can do right now is just eat a piece of hand fruit, like an orange or an apple, just start there and build on that. That is also fine. One of the things that got me really tied up when I started out was trying to figure out what to eat for dinner, because all of a sudden I went from eating meat with a little bit of vegetables at dinner to trying to figure out how to eat vegan. And here's the thing, you don't have to go vegan day one on this. You don't have to go vegan ever, in fact. But this is also a time where you can start bringing in more vegetables at dinner and maybe a side salad too. The goal here is you're starting to bring in more beneficial foods. You're not taking out any foods yet. And that's why this is step one. You're adding things in, trying new foods, trying to figure out what you like. And until you've done that, I don't want you even thinking about taking out other foods. Because the challenge I had was I ended up not knowing what to eat for dinner and I ended up not eating. So that wasn't really productive either, and I don't want you to fall into that trap. So under step one in the quick start guide, I've listed four different websites that have some great recipes that I've been using while I'm on my health journey, and I thought you might appreciate these too. So if you're looking for some inspiration for things that you can make for dinner, check out these websites. All the recipes aren't fully clean, but as you dig into step two and start removing some of the troublemaker foods, you can start exploring substitutions for some of the things in them. But overall, these are some great recipes, and I wanted to give you a little inspiration so that you'd be excited to try some new dishes. Moving on to step two, removing troublemaker foods. This is when you start taking out foods that are feeding any bugs that you may have or aren't good for you in other ways. In the first medical medium book, he outlines different levels of food to remove. And so what I'm going to focus on here are just the level one troublemaker foods. And these are things like eggs, all kinds of dairy, which includes milk, cheese, yogurt, and butter, gluten, and this includes most breads, pastas, and crackers. Although if you do have a good health food store near you, you may be able to find some gluten-free options for some of these. The fourth thing to remove is soda pop, which I think we all know is a bunch of chemicals and isn't good for us at all. Maybe you can bring in some herbal teas as a substitute here. And the fifth is lowering the amount of your salt that you're eating. And so the goal here is to start taking out the foods that feed all the bugs and pathogens in your body. And it's important to take your time here as you're doing this because it will help you integrate into this lifestyle. If you're going to take something out, have a plan of what you're going to bring in before you take it out. And if you don't have a plan for what you're going to bring in yet, don't take it out yet. You don't have to take out all five of these on day one. You may want to do it week by week. For instance, when I started, I've always reacted badly to eggs, so eggs were not a big deal for me to take out. And that was fine. But dairy was a much bigger deal for me to try to figure out how to remove or make substitutions for. I can't tell you how long I ate cereal for breakfast. So one of the things I had to work out was what was I going to have for breakfast? And so I started doing smoothies. And I brought the smoothies in before I started cutting anything else out. And so that's the key to really being able to stick to this long term. So follow step one to bring in new foods first. And then second, start working out how you want to remove other foods. Moving on to step three, supplements. Supplements can be a really important part of your health journey, but it's not necessarily the first place you have to start, which is why this is on step three. Once you've gotten your arms around what you're going to do with your food, that's the time to start thinking about supplements. It doesn't have to be on day one. Some of the supplements that can be really helpful, especially when you're starting out, are supplements like B12. And when you're looking for a B12, look for one that has both adenosylcobalamin and methylcobalamin in them. Because according to Medical Medium, these are the best kinds. There are 8 different kinds of B12, and finding the most powerful ones is important. A second core supplement is zinc in the form of liquid zinc sulfate. This is one of the things that helps bolster your immune system. And of course, once you're taking out foods that are feeding bugs, you also want to empower your immune system to be able to fight the bugs off as well. And so this is part of the 1-2 punch. You've got the healing foods and you've got the healing supplements. In terms of other supplements that can be helpful, you could consider things like vitamin C, lemon balm, either as an alcohol-free tincture or as a tea. Cat's claw as an alcohol-free tincture is helpful, as is a high-quality probiotic. Those are some of the basics that you can start out with, especially if you're not ready to start diving deeper on the supplement lists in the First Medical Medium book. He has a ton of supplement recommendations, and I can't tell you how many times I've gotten questions from people that ask, "Do I have to take all of these right now?" The answer is no. Just like everything here, you're going to just start at the beginning and start slowly and get your arms wrapped around what it is you're doing, and then you can progress from there. If you're someone who's really sensitive to supplements, start very slowly. You can refer to the dosages on the bottle, and if you're really sensitive, you may want to start with even less than that. But if you're not sensitive, you can certainly start with what's on the bottle. And if you're looking for recommendations for what brands of supplements you may want, the Medical Medium website has a whole page on supplements for things that he recommends. It does change periodically, but overall, it's a great place to start. And I would also like to add that on my website at carefullyhealing.com/resources, I have a practitioner account through a company called Wellevate, and they sell a lot of the brands of supplements that Medical Medium recommends, and many of them are at discounts of up to 25% off the retail price. I do get a small commission on that, I'll tell you that up front, but it's while you're saving money. So check that out, especially if you're on a tight budget. And keep in mind, it's always important to check with your doctor if you're on medications to ensure that any supplements that you're considering aren't going to cause an issue. And with that, let's move on to step 4, which is adrenal support. The adrenal glands regulate adrenaline and cortisol in your body, and they can get worn out over time, especially after dealing with all the stress that's present in our world now. I feel like over time, our culture has conditioned us to live under high stress, and it continues to add more stress to our lives all the time. And our adrenals really pay the price there because they're constantly pumping out adrenaline. And Medical Medium has taught us that adrenaline is the most toxic substance that we put in our bodies. And while it's there for a good reason, it's there for fight or flight, it's there if you needed to run away from a tiger that's chasing you, there aren't a lot of us who are running away from tigers every day. But there are many of us who are living off of adrenaline for big parts of the day. Some of that comes from stress, some of that comes from caffeine, some of that comes from eating too much of a high-fat diet, and some can come from really aggressive exercising as well. One of the easiest ways to protect your adrenal glands is to eat every hour and a half to 2 hours. And while that doesn't mean that you have to have a full meal every hour and a half to 2 hours, it does mean having a snack can be helpful. One of the things I did when I was starting out was to have smoothies that I would nurse essentially all afternoon long. And I would make sure that I would put a form of glucose in there, so fruit sugar, potassium, which was generally a banana, and some sodium, which for me was usually either some cucumber or some celery juice. And I would nurse those all afternoon because I had particularly bad adrenal fatigue when I started out. And by making sure that my adrenals were nourished more often, it helped balance them out. Gave them a break, and it meant that they didn't have to shoot off a bunch of adrenaline every couple hours. If you're looking for some snack ideas, Medical Medium has provided us with some adrenal snack ideas, and you can either Google those at Medical Medium Adrenal Snacks, or I've put a link in the quick start guide, and from there it'll take you to one of his blog posts about it. But for almost everybody, supporting your adrenals can be so critical during your health journey because you don't want more adrenaline coursing through your body than you need. It's going to continue to feed the bugs that we're really trying to kill off. So moving on to step number 5. And this is sort of my favorite one. Bring more peace and rest into your day. In the guide, what I did here was to give you a few suggestions of ways that you can try to dial down the stress during your day. One way may be taking a nap, another may be meditation, a third may be taking a bubble bath, or even doing some deep breathing exercises. Everybody has different things that help them bring their stress levels down, and you may have one that's not on my list at all. For some people, it may be playing the guitar. It all varies and it all depends on the things that you like to do. So think about what lowers your stress and try to bring some more of that into your day periodically, because this is the time that you're really going to start learning about how to take care of your health in so many ways. So to review the five easy steps for getting started on your health journey, they are: first, bringing in more healthy foods; second, removing troublemaker foods; third is to bring in some beneficial supplements; fourth is to start protecting your adrenal glands; and fifth is to bring in more rest and peace. Before I wrap this up, there were a couple of common questions that I wanted to address. One of the things I hear from a lot of people is, do I need to be vegan? Do I need to give up animal proteins? No, you don't. But you may want to lower the amount that you're eating in order to make more room for more of the health-giving fruits, vegetables, and leafy greens. If you think about the content of those foods, those are the things that have all the vitamins and the nutrients and the antioxidants in them. And those are the things that are going to help you get better. And so what you want to do is make sure that you have plenty of room for huge servings of those. And so maybe what you want to do is just reduce the animal protein you're eating into a small piece at dinner, or just have it a couple times a week. And make sure that you're eating the cleanest animal proteins that you can find, like grass-fed beef, organic poultry, or mercury-free fish. Another question that I get is, do I have to go fat-free? And the answer to that is also no, you do not. Lowering fats is very beneficial over time, and there are a lot of people talking about this right now. However, especially when you're starting on day one, you don't have to start there right now. And if you are dealing with neurological issues, going fat-free can be way too much for your body, especially when you're just starting out. Beneficial fats like avocado can soothe the central nervous system. So over time, while you may want to lower fats, it is not the biggest area to focus on when you're just starting out. But also keep in mind, the flip side of that is, if you are dropping a lot of the animal proteins out of your diet, don't just replace them all with nuts and seeds at the expense of fruits and vegetables, because that's not beneficial either. The idea here is to bring in a lot more fruits and vegetables. A third question I get from a lot of people who are just starting out is, when is a good time to start working with a health coaching practitioner like myself? And my answer here is, it's very beneficial to start out with the five steps that I've just outlined here. And the reason for that is, it's not that productive to spend the first session going through all of these things, which is why I'm giving all of this to you now. During a health coaching session, what I want to be able to do is dig deeper. And if you haven't gone through some of these initial steps, these are the steps that we're going to end up talking about during the session. And what I would rather do is really dig deeper during your time and really tailor your protocol for exactly what you're dealing with and customize your protocol for that. And so if you can work through these first five steps and then make an appointment, that is a much better time, and it's a much better use of your money too. So there's a lot to get through when you're first starting out on this journey. And so starting to master some of the basics from the start can be really helpful. So to reiterate again, as you're starting out on this, you don't have to start everything on day one. Literally, if you just start with lemon water tomorrow, that's such a wonderful place to start. So I hope this has given you some ideas and some confidence that you can get started on this without feeling overwhelmed. I hope you found this episode helpful. You can find the quick start guide, 5 steps to get you started on your health journey, at podcast.carefullyhealing.com/getting-started. And I'll also put a link to it in the show notes. Show notes for this episode, episode 49, are generally available through your podcast provider, but they are also available on my website at carefullyhealing.com/podcast. If you're looking for additional support on your own health journey, you can learn more about how we can work together directly by going to my health coaching website at carefullyhealing.com or by finding me on social media on Facebook at Carefully Healing and on Instagram and YouTube at Carefully Healing with Kirsten. Next week, my guest on the podcast is Eileen Crispell. She is a shaman and a follower of the medical medium, and we delve into shamanism and how it can be beneficial to the emotional and spiritual aspects of your health journey. This is a very special episode, so I really hope you'll tune in. Thank you for joining me today on the Quest for Healing podcast. These discussions are not intended to provide medical advice, but rather to give you examples of methods and modalities that you may find interesting, informative, or helpful. Please work with your doctor as you undertake your own health journey. Hey, it's Kirsten. Before I started out on my health journey, I didn't know how poisonous many of the cleaners I used in my home were. Then when I started trying to clean the toxins out of my body, I started to question if the cleaners I was using were just adding back more. And how does that make sense when we're using toxic chemicals to get things clean? So imagine how excited I was when I found non-toxic, fragrance-free, essential oil-free Branch Basics cleaners. Now I use them for many things around my house, including scrubbing my kitchen and bathroom, cleaning my juicer, and as the laundry detergent for cleaning my clothes. Plus, it's also the soap that I use to wash my fruit because it's also sodium lauryl sulfate-free. So check out branchbasics.com. Their starter kits make it so easy to get started, and you can use my code CAREFULLYHEALING, which is all one word, for 15% off your purchase. And because I always want to be upfront with you, this is an affiliate link, so I will earn a small commission if you buy using my code. But I only recommend this product because I love it and use it myself. So if you're ready to start cleaning your home with a healthier cleaner, go to branchbasics.com.